Okay guys, welcome to another video. This week I am sitting down with someone really cool, somebody that I met a few years ago in the industry. So we met a little while ago in Barcelona actually, and Susie is a chef on board, and you can also check her out on Instagram, The Nomad Chef. So she's agreed for me to interview her today, and we're going to find out all about you. So tell us, what are you up to at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I am sitting in Germany at home. I'm off at the moment. I work on boats, but sort of as on a rotation kind of basis. So I'm enjoying 6 weeks off right now, and then I have to head back in to Barcelona, actually. So back to the place where we met.
That's cool. So tell us, how long have you been in yachting? And when you started, did you start off as a cook or a chef immediately?
No, actually, well, I started, when did I start? About 12, 13 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while. and I started as a stewardess. So I got my chefing just slowly graduated. Just working on the boats, getting to know the industry a bit and see which way I can go. Like I got thrown into the industry without knowing much about it, to be honest. I lived in Thailand. Yeah, I lived in Thailand for a few years before that and got into sailing. And then friends of mine said, Susie, if you want to go back to Europe, you can work on boats. You can make some money there. So I was like, okay, cool. Check it out. And off I went to Mallorca.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty cool.
First stop was in Mallorca on a small sailing boat.
And then how long did it take you when you got to Mallorca and you started looking for work? How long did it take you to find your first job?
That would have been, it wasn't too bad. It was about a month, about four weeks. Well, back then it was still, I think, different to what it is now. We didn't do dock walking much. I was with my partner at the time, but we hung out in a couple of bars where we knew there was like a sort of a job board or just mingle, meeting people there. And that's how we met the captain we ended up working with.
Okay, that's nice and easy, actually.
It was super easy. Like, I think I'm one of the lucky ones when it comes to finding a job. It was pretty straightforward quickly.
Okay.
We did also register with agencies, so
it's important that they know that you are out there and that you're looking, for sure. Okay, so my next question is, when you did the transition from being a stewardess to a chef, was this something that you did through practice, or did you end up doing any courses to help you in this process?
Yeah, both. What I did, the boats I started, I worked at as a stewie. I did that in the summer, and the winter time I cooked for the crew. Well, most of the boats I was on then, the chefs went on holidays or they were just seasonal, and the boats were mainly based in Europe. So it was always winters in Europe. And then I did the crew cooking and also had courses. Whenever I had time off, I did courses. My main training I got in the UK at a place called Ashburton. So that's a really good school. If there's anyone who wants to do that the way I did it, that's a good school to start. They offer yachty for yacht people chef courses. So
okay, and then how long do these courses take? Is it like a few weeks?
Back then mine was 4. I think these days they offer 6 weeks. They also offer 5 to 6 months courses where you do, which to me I wouldn't have done, because you also, the course I did, everything was nicely laid out for you. Like you had everything was like, you didn't have to source your own ingredients, didn't have to do the dishes. So whereas like in the longer courses, they teach you as well how to organize yourself, which could be good for someone who has no idea in the kitchen. But because I already had practice in the kitchen, I didn't really feel the need to do that. So I did the shorter way, the quicker way, and just got more courses. I always try to do a course here and there and everywhere. Still today, like everywhere I go, if there's a course, I'll do it. Which further brings me further.
Okay, cool. So then my next question is, What advice do you have for somebody wanting to come into the industry now, whether it is that they're coming in as a chef or just as a stewardess, just an overall advice that you would give someone coming in and wanting to join the industry?
As in like advice how to start or how to like what to do like when once they have a job?
Like words of wisdom. Either way, you can say like how to keep a job or you know, how to look for work properly. Just any words of wisdom you can share. Yeah.
There's a few. There's definitely a few. Just be honest and be yourself and be a good crew member. Crew, look after your crew. That's for sure. Like they hold the boat together. And team player. There's no one man show, even though a lot of the times in the galley you're on your own, but getting on with the crew is a major good thing to do.
Because essentially you wanted to be like a fan.
Yeah, a good relationship with your chief stewardess.
Yeah, that helps.
That helps a lot, yeah. And communication. So it's like, well, it's just a lot of things. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So there was one other thing. Okay, so what I've recently been doing when I've been interviewing people is I've been getting them to share one really funny or awkward story that they've experienced on board. Something that you don't usually hear about, but something that you've experienced that really has stuck with you over the years. So do you have a story like this? Like it can either be like a really funny experience or something that was awkward or ridiculous, anything like that.
Pretty sure I do.
Like sort of the guest skinny dipping, or I know we had a group of guests on charter and they were not some of the soberest kind, and we were busy cleaning up after dinner, and then the next moment you just hear them all taking turns just jumping off, and it's not like I can't really say too much, but it's not like they were just drunk, right? Yeah. So it was quite the process to get them back on board and then to have one of the deckhands stay upstairs and make sure and babysit them so that they don't do it again, because it's super dangerous, nobody's sober, and that was pretty funny, because you're like, you know, you're busy washing cutlery and all of a sudden you just see this body just like come past the window and into the water. It's like, no, what's happening?
Yeah, there were a few of those we had as well, but it's just like food requests sometimes as well, or just the not understanding that even though the boats are usually really, really stocked up really well and get, like any request is catered for, sometimes it's just like what they want is just different, or like asking what time do the jellyfish leave? Like it's like let me check the schedule with the head jellyfish. It's like I'm not really too sure.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Like,
yeah. Oh. I mean there's so many. I mean there's a good group, you probably know, what's it called on Facebook, the Cabin Fever. It's like there are some really good ones out there that anyone who's keen on checking out those kind of fun stories, have head over there as well.
Okay. Yeah, but, definitely.
There's a ton. Like the ton, but I can't think of one which really sticks out right now.
Well, the jellyfish one is pretty good. That's I can honestly say I've never been asked that before. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, what I'll do is in the comment section or the description of this video, I'll put in your social links so people can check you out on Instagram. You've done some amazing stuff out there. And then I'll also add the link for the school that you were talking about for people to go and do this course with as well. And I'll add like, what's a Cabin Fever link there as well. So if you guys want to know more, just go and check out the links. And thank you so much, Susie, for joining me today on this interview.
Pleasure.
So awesome to finally have you here.
I'm still learning, man. I am.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.